Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Operation Confidence Radio Talk Show, America's Invisible Heroes, with Consuela Mackey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to America's Invisible Heroes, a show dedicated to our veterans and their family. Yes, I'm your host, Consuela Mackey, Executive Director of a grassroots nonprofit organization called Operation Confidence. For those who may be new to the show, American Invisible Heroes strives to provide a platform for our veterans to be able to share their experiences, heartfelt stories, challenges, and accomplishments. Now, I would like to introduce you to our wonderful co-host, Air Force veteran and Operation Confidence board member, Matt Davidson, workplace host, U.S. Navy veteran, Elizabeth Yeo, and our announcer, Leah Granderson. Hello to you all and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Johnny, Elizabeth, Leah, and welcome to our veterans and their families.
Good afternoon, Ms. Connie, Matt, and Leah, and welcome to all my fellow women veterans out there.
Good afternoon, Ms. Connie, Matt, Elizabeth, and welcome LA Talk Radio listeners.
Today, I want to talk about a subject that ties in directly to our guests that we're having today. And this is something for our fellow veterans who may be handicapped or may be elderly and having a difficult time going to their healthcare appointments at the Greater Los Angeles Healthcare System or the Sepulveda Ambulatory Care Center, Main Hospital. And there's a service partnership between the VA in Los Angeles and the DAV and SMS Transportation, along with Butterfly Technologies, that provides on-demand specialized transportation services shuttles for disabled veterans without other means of transportation to and from their healthcare appointments at either facility. Mobility and transportation are not a privilege, they're a right. And these organizations seek to provide services that are geared toward the disabled, handicapped, and elderly veteran community so that they can go about their day-to-day lives without worrying about how to get there. The American Disabilities Act compliant bus used for the program can transport up to 26 veterans and their caretakers, as well as to accommodate 3 wheelchairs, walkers, and other things that they may need. And it operates Monday through Friday between 7:45 a.m. and 4 p.m., and they make 3 round trips per day and is open to any interested veteran in need of this service. Between December 19th, when the service started beginning, and July 2020 alone, the service shuttled over 1,000 veterans. Without the ability to accommodate veterans in wheelchairs, the DAV connected with Butterfly to provide a shuttle that could get them to and from their appointments. Historically, the DAV hasn't been able or allowed to transport ambulatory veterans. The partnership with Butterfly enables the transportation of veterans in wheelchairs and walkers, and this brings us great pleasure, said Robert Graves, California Director of Operations, DAV. The fact that we're tracking double-digit ridership members despite the COVID-19 pandemic crisis and adding value in a time we thought we might have to pull out of the program is such a statement about how needed and appreciated this service is. We want nothing more than to continue serving our veterans. Now, for more information about how you can take advantage, and this service is free, and you can take advantage of it by calling Butterfly at 1-855-267-2354. That's Butterfly at 1-855-267-2354. And hopefully there will be our veterans and a captain that an elderly who will take advantage of this service.
Wow. Thank you, Matt, for that. That was absolutely informative. Now, Leah, would you please introduce our first guest for today?
You've got it, Connie. Our first guest is Miss Tisha Hope L.A. As a single mother of two teenage boys, Tisha has made it her mission to educate and empower single mothers starting over in the workplace and provide affordable transitional housing and childcare. Tisha is also the broker of She Is Hope Realty, where a percentage of every transaction goes back to the nonprofit. Tisha's drive comes from her passion to give back and desire to prevent anyone else from dealing with these difficulties that she experienced as a single mom. Thank you for being here, Tisha.
Hi, thank you for having me, and thank you all for your service.
Before we get into the much needed work that you are doing, I'm always curious to find out from our non-veteran guests what ties that they have with the military, if any.
Well, my paternal grandfather was in the French Foreign Legion, and when he came to the United States, he did join the Army. So I have that background.
Well, that's a good background to have. Elizabeth, do you have a question?
Oh. Sorry, I was on mute. Tisha, as was mentioned in your introduction, you work with a lot of single mothers. Do you happen to come across many single mothers with a military background in your line of work and in the demographics that you're servicing right now?
We do have a few that have military backgrounds, a few veterans, and a lot of them actually have parents that were veterans is what I'm finding for the most part. But I know we are new and we're growing and it's going to come into play a lot more.
I heard that you use your real estate business to give back to the community. Can you share about that?
Yes, absolutely. As Leah had spoken about, but basically what we're offering with the nonprofit is resources based on what I went through when I got divorced in 2012. So we're offering a 12-week curriculum. We're opening a thrift store to provide basics and job opportunities. And we're offering job opportunities through real estate and trying to get grants to buy an apartment building to provide affordable housing and childcare. So through the real estate and the thrift store, we're trying to be self-sustaining and self-funding down the line. But the real estate brokerage, a percentage of every transaction goes back to the nonprofit so we can continue helping single mothers in the area. And eventually we would like to take this across the country into every major city.
Wow, that's amazing, Tisha. I want to thank you for coming on to the show today. And I'm so excited that your program would have an opportunity to collaborate.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And I would be honored to collaborate with your organization. I love the mission and vision. And after speaking to a couple of your co-hosts the other day, I realized there's a need to help educate and find housing for the veterans and investment opportunities and see if they'd even be interested in learning real estate and becoming agents. So I'm going to look into that further and offer those opportunities because I would love to give back in that way.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. Now, Leah, would you do us the honor of introducing our next guest?
I will. I would like to ask Tisha, though, to share how people can get in contact with your organization.
Well, that's true.
Yes, you can reach us on our websites at sheishopela.org or sheishoperealty.com, or we are on social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, at sheishopela and at sheishoperealty.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tisha.
Thank you.
Okay, Leah, would you do us the honor?
Yes, our next guest is Army Reserve veteran and Operation Confidence board member Charles Whitehead. The actor, musician, singer, songwriter, composer has worked at Rancho Los Amigos National Rehabilitation Center for the last 26 years and is here today with invited guest, U.S. Air Force veteran Dick Bolton and hopefully U.S. Army veteran Bob Molinati, if he'll get on the line later on. We'll see. But to introduce Mr. Bolton, Dick is a 20-year Air Force veteran and a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy. He has a passion for supporting the disabled veteran community. Since September of 2019, Dick has been the executive director for the Paralyzed Veterans of America California chapter. And if we're able to get Mr. Bob Molinati, I would like to introduce him right now. Not sure, but we'll see. Bob is a U.S. Army veteran and secretary of the Paralyzed Veterans of America California chapter. While serving in the U.S. Army from 1976 to 1978, Bob sustained a spinal cord injury in an automobile accident. Post-injury, Bob earned a degree in broadcast journalism from California State University, Long Beach, and went on to host a long-running TV show, In Pursuit, on ESPN. The show highlighted a wide variety of disabled sports and athletes. Fun fact, Bob twice won the Los Angeles Marathon and even represented the United States in the Paralympic Games in both South Korea and Atlanta, Georgia. Hopefully you can speak to that, Mr. Bolton, if you know anything about that. Thank you so much for being here, both of you and Charles.
Thanks for that intro, Leah.
Go ahead, Charles.
Oh, go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to talk to our brothers here. You honor us by your presence. I believe my opening comments regarding free transportation to disabled veterans and elderly vets needing health care fits right into what you do. And I commend you on all that you do.
Yes, that's me, not so much, but Dick really has a part in that. You know, he's the executive director of the California Chapel branch here in Long Beach. So he has much interaction with the veterans himself, and he can kind of talk about stuff like that. You know, my side is I provide the music for the PVA, and we call it Paralyzed PVA. And Dick, tell us something about that. You know, your transportation things that you kind of deal with your people with, and the ones that.
You know, obviously, transportation is an issue for a lot of individuals in wheelchairs and stuff. We have, fortunate most of our patients are aware of opportunities that are out there for them. Los Angeles Access, Orange County Access, Secure Transportation, which is now U.S. Transportation. So patients do get free transportation to and from their appointments if needed. There's obviously, as everything else with anything that's free, there comes a scheduling issue. You've got to make sure that you schedule your transportation like 24 hours in advance. You've got a two-hour window to set up to make sure that you get there picked up for your appointment on time. Then you schedule your transportation to get picked up. But while transportation to appointments is important, I think transportation in general is important. And, it's great when there's organizations like Butterfly and the DAV to get folks somewhere. But, just Los Angeles County Access and Orange County Access allow individuals in a wheelchair, if they want to go to a movie, you can schedule access to come pick you up and take you to a movie. Of course, you got to schedule it a day in advance and pick the time and different things, or a restaurant. So it's work, but it's like you said, Matt, transportation is like a right. You need to be able to get out and do things. And I think it's also interesting now to see how the number of Uber that allows wheelchair access, and they've seen that need to fill that.
Yeah, that is it is a need, and more than people know. I know there are different transportation venues like access at all. But the veterans, you know, as you say, they need people. Sometimes they just have no way to get to where they need to go. You know, it's good to have a medical care and all, but if you can't get there, you know, it's just, it does you no good. And, you know, I understand that. You know, how I came to excuse, to meet Dick was at the was last year at their Christmas party at the VA. It was a was Christmas or holidays. I know it's you know, it was a everybody came and had food and fun, and so I try to do. I've done things for the VA and over time, just music, providing music and you know, because I am kind of tied up to music and movies and this and that and all of that, I appreciate the time to serve without, you know, I mean, you know, it came down to originally I was going to be paid to DJ, and then they said it wasn't in the budget, or, you know, it just didn't work out. And I said, okay, well, hey, it happens. I'll do it for free. And I went down there and I just did it anyway, because it wasn't about the money. It was about providing entertainment to my fellow veterans. And Dick had on a Santa, a Christmas suit. It was made of Christmas trees. It was, you know, what do you call that, Dick?
It was just a very festive suit indeed.
It was very festive and very colorful, and you know, but. You know, this is my thing. I like to get out and do things for, you know, it's not always about the money. It's about providing something to someone. If, you know, if you can provide entertainment or you know, anything that will bring joy or happiness or a smile to someone's face, then I'm all for it, you know, to a certain degree. Of course, you can't just stretch yourself too thin. But, you know, this is who I am and what I'm about. You know, I'm about helping where I can help. And doing what I can do, and, you know, and if I can't do it myself, you know, try to connect people together, and maybe there's someone who can help someone out. Because, you know, veterans have been over the years, you know, the worst thing to see is a veteran that's sitting on the side of a sidewalk somewhere homeless, because they have, you know, it just shouldn't be. And, you know, providing entertainment is one thing, but providing a lifestyle is another.
You know, Dick, I'm a disabled veteran, and as you can see by the whiskers, an elderly veteran. but I use U.S. transport because I go to the Long Beach VA, and it's I don't know what I'd do without it.
Right.
It's imperative. Got to have it.
So. You know, transportation is big, but I wish that we had more opportunities to use access or other opportunities to get folks out to do things. Because as Charles was talking about, from an entertainment standpoint or just getting out, you know, I mean, the mission of our chapter is to, you know, to make lives better for veterans, disabled veterans across Southern California and their family. And one of the big ways that we do that is we provide up to $2,000 per member per year to go do. Kind of what Charles said earlier, whatever puts a smile on their face. A ballet or an opera show down there, we can help pay for that. If you want to go, we sent people just recently up to Yosemite during COVID. They went camping in Yosemite. We sent people to Arizona camping in Crater Lake. Bob and his wife actually just took a drive up the coast to PCH and stayed at different venues across the way. We took care of that. We'll send people skiing. In Aspen every year, we send them the wheelchair games, wherever they may be. So we'll send people to do whatever they want to do. And we typically will find organizations that will do stuff for free, but they just need to get there. So we'll end up paying for their airfare or their mileage to drive places if they can get there. But they're, you know, so we provide that transportation and lodging for our members to go do anything and put a smile on their face, whether it's music lessons, to sporting events, and sometimes transportation becomes an issue, but then what we do is get there and we'll still, you can use your grant to cover those costs.
Yeah, You know, it's a great thing. It's a great program. And the other thing that I go on to the Friday morning, Friday afternoon, I should say, meetings with the paralyzed veterans, and they play games and provide, you know, like prizes that are veteran related or not so much. Like for this past year for Christmas, because people couldn't gather, we got together and Dick could tell you they played a lot of games. They provided bingo and gave everyone a $50 gift certificate to to a restaurant to go eat as you please, just for being there. And that's not including the things that people won. I've played bingo four times and won in musical lessons to anybody who wanted to learn how to play an instrument this past Friday. And although I won bingo, I gave it to someone else. I said, you know, so, which is to I forget his name, but he was very excited to have that.
Dick, is there a website or a phone number, or if somebody wants to get in touch with you about your services?
So both our website is www.pvacc.org. That's Paralyzed Veterans America California Chapter.org. And our phone number is 877-PVACC-31, which is 877-782-2231. And if people ask what the 31 is, California was the 31st chapter in the to be admitted to the union, and so we're the California chapter, so PVACC 31. We would have liked to have PVACC 46, but it was taken because on March 7th, just coming up in another month, we will be turning 75 years old. The Paralyzed Veterans of America is the only congressionally chartered nonprofit dedicated to veterans with spinal cord injuries or diseases. So we've been around for 75 years serving veterans. The California chapter has a rich history. We, at one point, we were the only chapter west of the Mississippi. And now there's three chapters in California alone. It's a great organization that does great things for veterans, and specifically with spinal cord injuries. And we have 650 members in our chapter, and our goal is to continually put smiles on their faces, whatever they need. And we just recently expanded our sports grant to include educational services. So now members can use their $2,000 each year as a scholarship if they want to go and work on a bachelor's degree or a master's degree or a PhD or an auto certification, whatever. So basically, our goal is to make our members' lives better, and there's tons of ways that we do that. We're always looking for people. If they're interested in helping, they can volunteer. They can join our Zoom meetings on Friday. We'd love to hear from folks.
Yes, and before we get, tell us how to get connected to the PVA during COVID.
Well, during COVID, it's really kind of changed from we used to do everything face-to-face. And we have really utilized the Zoom standpoint. I mean, every single Friday, we now have what we call a chapter chat. Fridays at 1 o'clock, we have a Zoom meeting where our members come in. We have guest speakers each week where they talk about different issues that we have. Like Charles said, we usually play a game. Bingo got to be pretty popular. It got to be so popular that we now do a weekly bingo every Tuesday at 2 o'clock on Zoom, where we have four $25 games where we give away gift cards or whatever every Tuesday, simply because it got popular on Friday. So we do two Zoom meetings a week, and we're actually looking now at adding a live FaceTime chat, on Facebook Live or Instagram Live, where we're going to have speakers come in and just kind of give a little history. And we're going to start doing those once a month. And I'm really appreciative that you guys let us talk a little bit about our organization. Charles has been a great member and support, and we're hoping to get more people with Charles as well, as and having him teach some of our members some of his great musical prowess as well.
All right, we need to wrap it up, Matt, but Dick, but just FYI, when you go to that PVA website, I provided the jingle for them. It was a spinoff of my song Downtown Long Beach that I wrote about the city of Long Beach. So it's there's a PVA, Long Beach PVA California Chapter USA version that they have. And before
Too. It's our president's ringtone, and we hear it often.
And before we leave, the president, he's talking about Elmer Jacobs. I want to give a shout out to him. He was planning on being here today, but he ended up with some health issues, and we want to say we're praying for you. We're going to close out and go ahead and let you guys take over. And thanks again, Dick, and thanks again for having us, Connie.
Thank you for the invite.
And
Dick, really admire all that you do and your organization does. And bless you. Keep it up.
Wow, and thank you so much, Dick. It's such an honor to have you on the show. I want to thank Charles for introducing us to you. And I'm hoping we have an opportunity for Operation Confidence to collaborate with Paralyzed Veterans of America. Our mission, although I'm not a veteran, I'm just a mom, but my heart went out to our veterans after, let's say, 10 years ago, seeing them sleeping on the streets of Los Angeles out of their wheelchairs. And it broke my heart. So we've been on this mission for all that length of time with our mission of providing housing and resources and job opportunities. And I must say that we have two very phenomenal people. We will call them our angels that have come on board to assist us. One such person is Mr. Norberto Nardi, who's a world-renowned architect. He's offered to develop some houses for us. And then Ms. Jet Sesson, who's a landowner, has donated us 5 acres of land in San Bernardino County. So we're going to need you, hopefully, to assist us with all the other components that are needed. And I just want to thank you so much. And we'd love an opportunity to volunteer as well. Are you there, Dick?
Yes, that'd be fantastic. I look forward to collaborating in the near future.
Oh, thank you so much. And you're always welcome to come back on the show.
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to it.
Okay. Well, Leah, would you please introduce us to our next guest and segment?
All right. We have no new guests, but we do have our next segment, Veterans and the Workplace, and it will be hosted by our very own U.S. Navy veteran, Elizabeth Yeo.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. And thank you so much to Ms. Connie, as always, Operation Confidence. Thank you so much to our guests for joining us today and sharing such valuable information with us and our listeners. I am so happy to hear about it myself. Today, I am happy to bring to you actually some information that is really valuable to our veteran community. I wanted to share a resource and also a volunteer opportunity for my fellow veterans. The first I'd like to share is about an organization called Veterans Stand Together. They are providing free vocational training to all veterans. This VST was created by veterans to empower veterans as well as the communities they serve. And their mission is to really help fight against homelessness, just like Operation Confidence. They're also fighting against PTSD, substance abuse, and doing preventive measures. They facilitate vocational training through their own resources, their own community partners, and workforce opportunities, and their clients become empowered through that. VST also facilitates and educates the veteran about their existing and prospective benefits using their proprietary milestone system. And they use every resource available to service the veterans, thus entail servicing the entire community. So I just wanted to mention a few of these training courses. There are several, about 12 in total that are being offered right now. But I wanted to just bring our veterans' attention to a couple that are really significant in terms of higher quality pay. And one of those is the Project Management Professional Training and Certification. PMP is what you certification is an absolute step up for anyone, and especially the veteran, because it's only kind of a complement to the skill set and training that we were already provided in our military experience and service. But having the certification really does provide you with an endless amount of opportunities to run projects in multiple genres of business. So it could be healthcare, it could be construction, it could be legal, it could be accounting, it could be several different business venues that you could utilize that particular skill set in and still make a really great living on. The next one I wanted to bring to the attention of our veterans out there in the audience is the Lean Six Sigma series. The Six Sigma is kind of similar to the martial arts belt level. They have a white belt and it goes to black belt. Black belt is kind of the all-encompassing of all of the Sigma methodologies that are taught, but the green and the black are significant in that, again, just like with PMP, it puts you in a very strategic position to be able to enter into various genres of business and offer your expertise on how to improve their supply chain, improve their methodologies. Basically, you're looking to save costs, you're saving energy, you're saving time for the company, and those are always welcome qualities to have when consulting with businesses and organizations. A few of the others that are really wonderful and can really step you up and provide independence in being able to survive the high cost of living out here are the logistics and supply chain specialists certification. They have a certified nursing assistant, and for those looking to move into the healthcare arena, they have basic security officer training and professional security officer training. And also another one that's big right now is in the contracting services. So they have a understanding general contracting services. So that will allow people who are looking to get into the construction side of things, men and or women. That is a wonderful segue and a nice certification to have, again, to put you in and actually give you leverage in the workplace. So I wanted to draw your attention to that. You can reach out on the website. You can find more information about the other courses being offered free. Again, I said free to veterans. And their website is www.usavest.org. You can also shoot them an email at admin@usavest.org. So I wanted to make sure and share these wonderful training opportunities, certification. Really a great time to take advantage of the time you might have available and, you know, go ahead and get yourself a few certifications if you have the time. And then when you hit the job market again, once things hopefully swing back into a normal, and even if not, it gives you a little bit more flexibility and a little bit more opportunity to keep maintaining your livelihood. So I wanted to share that. And I also wanted to share, speak to kind of what Charles spoke to a few moments ago of a volunteer opportunity, because many veterans, we may have taken off the uniform, but that doesn't mean we want to stop serving. And organization that I am a part of and volunteer through as well is the Mission Continues, which is another organization that empowers veterans to continue their service and empower their community with their veteran talent, their visible impact in the communities across the nation. So veterans are all over in all 50 states and around the world. You know, we discharge out to any and every place. So we always want to continue to bring our veterans back together, kind of keep that connected focus together, because, you know, when you are transitioning out, you're kind of losing a family. And just like with real family, you might not have had, you might have had your favorites and not so favorites while you were serving, but it's still a family nonetheless. And that community is really important in the transition and in the healing that needs to take place once you come back to the civilian life. So the opportunity is wonderful. It is actually going to be an opportunity spread out over a couple of Saturdays in March and April with the Mission Continues in celebration of the upcoming Earth Day, which is being celebrated on April 22nd of this year. What we're going to be doing is partnering and working with the Dream Center, who also provides transitional services for veterans. And they have a home that was built strictly for women veterans that is just beautiful. It has a front and back yard, and the project will be, as I said, spread out to go and refurbish the front and back yard to really make the women who come in, the homeless women, because the Dream Center's mission is to connect broken people to a community of support. And they do that by providing free resources and services that address immediate and long-term needs in the areas of homelessness, just like Operation Confidence, hunger, poverty, addiction, abuse, education, and human trafficking. So they really are making a huge impact in the community. And so we want to encourage any of our veterans in the audience, and even non-veterans, who have the time to volunteer, to come out on and for the women that are coming in and off the street and beyond to a very home-like setting. So somewhere they can really heal and have the opportunity to resegregate into normal society. So I wanted to provide those opportunities. You can find out about the project as it moves closer to March at the website dreamcenter.org. You can always reach out to me at info@operationconfidence.org as well with any further questions and or interest if you don't have the time. So I really thank you all for allowing me to share about these wonderful organizations. And just want to encourage again all our veterans who are listening, volunteering is in and of itself a great way to heal. So for any of those that are still going through the transition, having trouble with the transition, please reach out to Operation Confidence. We have many opportunities of volunteering here to help you stay connected, feel supported, and help you get back on that road to health. So thank you all so very much.
Elizabeth, before we pass it over to Leah, would you please repeat that contact information again?
Yes, ma'am. For the veteran training courses, the vocational training, you can find that information and more on the website at www.usavets.org. That's again, www.usavets.org, and or email them at admin@usavets.org. And for the upcoming project, you can find out about more about that at the Dream Center through the Mission Continues website, which is missioncontinues.org. And to find out more about the Dream Center, because they're always looking for volunteers as well, if you have funds in the local Los Angeles area, you can find out about them at dreamcenter.org.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. And now it's time for another one of my favorite segments, the America Invisible Hero segment, where Matt talks about a hero who's passed on.
Okay. Today I'm going to read a poem, not by a veteran who passed on, but by a veteran who wrote about those who have passed on. And it's called Unseen Shadows, Unheard Voices. Take a breath, a moment in time, not to wave a flag, but to remember those that served in lands far away, those that served at home, at work. Each so different, all gave sit next to empty chairs. Behind each empty chair, they stand unseen, unheard, at attention, on alert. All gave some. Some gave all. And now I'd like to repeat the information that I had read previously on the shuttle services to the VA Greater Los Angeles Healthcare System and Sepulveda Ambulatory Care Center. And these, again, are free. And they operate Monday through Friday between 7:45 a.m. and 4 p.m. And they can take elderly and handicapped veterans, their wheelchairs. And it's a beautiful service, and it's open to you. And all you have to do to take advantage of it is call Butterfly at 1-855-267-2354 That's Butterfly at 1-855-267-2354.
Thank you, Matt. I know we're winding down. I do want to share some more information about advertising here. We do have an opportunity for veterans who have businesses to get some 10-second or 30-second slots. If you're interested in advertising your business for 10 seconds on our show, that will be a $50 cost. And for the 30-second slot, we have a $100 cost. If you're interested, please email us at info@operationconfidence.org.
Before we end, Tisha, where is your thrift store located?
Hi, we actually are in the process of looking for a space. We're looking in the San Fernando Valley area or LA. So we are actively looking, and I'm going to be viewing a few more spaces next week. So hopefully very soon. But when we do open them, the veterans are completely free to come join and volunteer there, or we'd be happy to train them once we get up and running more and provide job opportunities to them. We'd be honored to do that.
Thank you That's so awesome. Much. Matt, did you have a few words to share with our listeners?
Well, I noticed that Bob is here now.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he got on the line. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys, I'm so sorry. Let me crank up the video here. I totally blew it. For some reason, I was under the impression we were doing this at 3, but how are you all today?
We're happy to hear from you anyway.
Thank you so much. So is there anything you guys, I know that Dick probably gave you pretty good information on our PVA chapter, but if there's anything else you'd like to know from me, feel free.
I mean, I do. I'm an educator, and I do a lot of this virtual distance teaching and learning. And I heard you guys have an education component to your programming.
Our chapter in particular works with the national chapter out of Washington, and they have a program that's especially designed to help the veterans get the confidence to get back to school, and through a work initiation program, and they guide them step by step in an attempt to help them use and maximize their benefits and get back into the workforce. So yes, PVA National does do that. And we're always there to assist local chapter members.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I always want to know. I'm like, okay, I know we have, you guys service disabled veterans, and then they have children. So I also think about their kids, right? So
of course,
how do you get your children to games or to activities that they have, like all of that, the transportation and education. If there's anything that we can do, Operation Confidence and myself, I have a nonprofit called True Ambitions Community Center. We'd love to collaborate on that.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I was just going to say the education component is I believe really strong. I just know I was hurt all the way back in 78 when I was in the military. And I just know that, having the opportunity to first, jump into, junior college and then, finish my degree at Cal State Long Beach gave me, a lot of confidence to move forward, with a life that appeared very difficult at the time.
Yeah, it seemed like you never stopped going. I mean, you were injured, but I read your bio earlier. You won marathons and were in Paralympic games and all that stuff. Can you share about that, how you kept your confidence going?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. And ironically, that came through school too. I met a guy who had a racing wheelchair, and I used to be a runner in high school, and it just was a really natural fit. And it was good. I just, I was a good natural athlete. So as soon as I picked up on it, I grew fast through the ranks. And I had a really, really fortunate life with a lot of travel. I've been around the world probably twice. I've raced a wheelchair in multiple countries, and I did win the LA Marathon 2 times. So, yeah, it's and it's funny how things all link off of one another, but, you know, it went from, you know, an educational environment to trying out wheelchair racing locally to, you know, making my way all the way to a Paralympic team. So, and that led to a career in TV. So a lot of good things happened.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Well, we want to thank you so much, Bob, for finally tuning in.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, guys. I completely flaked. Dick and I spoke yesterday, and I thought for sure we were talking about 3 o'clock, and I was grocery shopping. So,
Oh, my goodness.
But here I am. So thank you guys for having me.
Oh, and thank you. We want you to come back. As Paralyzed Veterans has a multitude of information that our listeners could use. We want to thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, no doubt. And thank you guys for the good hard work you do on our behalf, too. So I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. As always, we want to remind our listeners that our ultimate goal for the show is to raise awareness about Operation Confidence's mission, as I mentioned earlier, which is to provide stable housing with a wide range of supportive services, including employment opportunities for disabled veterans and those who may have experienced homelessness. So if anyone out there in Radio Land would like to help with our mission, we want you to please contact us at info@operationconfidence.org. I said earlier, we're about to wind down, but Charles, you have a few seconds. You haven't told us anything about your segment coming up on the show.
Well, my segments always feel like it's an entertainment. You know, I'm a music guy. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was playing at the Aquarium of the Pacific as part of their Festival of Human Abilities. It's online. I think they have some technical issues they're cleaning up. But if you go to the Aquarium of the Pacific's website, you can see the show in full. And I have a question for you, Bob, and this won't take, but just give me 30 seconds on this. I played wheelchair football up at the Blister Bowl in Santa Barbara, and ESPN came out and filmed us twice. Were you part of that, or did you know about that?
Oh my God, man, that's so funny, Charles. As a matter of fact, do you remember Darren Beaver? He was the quarterback. Beaver actually literally owns a house across the street from me, and we ran into each other on 4th of July up on the path, you know, having a beer, watching the fireworks. So it's really funny, small world, but that was an awesome event.
It was. Darren Beaver was the quarterback. I was the coach of the Casa Colina football team. We won that Blister Bowl a couple of times.
Right. So you're well connected with like Dave Kiley and all the big boys.
Basketball with all of those guys. Yes.
Right.
But we'll have to talk about more about that. Beaver and I have talked. We met up. So anyway, we got to wrap it up and give it back to Consuelo.
Well, I'm going to ask Elizabeth. We want to thank her for her segment. And would you please tell our listeners real quick for one discussion panel coming up soon?
Oh, yes. Coming up in February, we'll have the California Leadership Women Veterans Council joining us for a full panel discussion about issues in the women veteran community.
Okay.
Well, thank you everyone for coming, and we'll hope to have you back.
Yay, thank you. This is fun.
Yeah, this has been a great show today. Thank you all. And don't forget to tune in next week. And that's every Sunday from 2 to 3. And I want to say goodbye and thank our guests for coming on today. And say a little prayer for our disabled veterans. They're going to need all of us, especially with COVID. And I thank you all for the show today. Bye-bye. Would you all say bye? Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks again.
You're listening to Operation Confidence Radio Talk Show, America's Invisible Heroes, with Consuela Mackey, only on LA Talk Radio.